podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sleep Suplex Retweet.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Saturday Draft Live. The new season's upon us. The scoring is rife already. Everything's happening in this fantasy season that we've got going on all the way up to Royal Rumble. I'm your host, Jack Graham. Welcome. Hope you've all had a terrific week and a special welcome to the world, I should say, with our podcast overlord, Stephen Wilson, and his lovely wife, Laura, have recently brought in a new baby to the world, Dave.
Woo! Baby mania's run wild.
We've got baby girl Ray Amy Wilson. I'm sure she'll be a drafter. As soon as she can be, she'll be drafting in this pod league and she'll be doing better than Stephen Wilson. But from everyone at Saturday Draft Live, Stephen and Laura, the podcast, the listeners, everyone associated with yours, we all say congratulations. We're all very, very happy for you.
Mm-hmm. You're here.
And Dave, how are you doing on Saturday Draft Live this morning?
Well, I'm off for the holidays now. So, week ahead and just trying my best to not worry about turning 32 now.
we'll not talk about that bit, Dave. You know, just enjoy the festive period. But I'll tell you one thing that annoyed me yesterday, right? So before I went out for dinner last night, I was, you know how sometimes you're sitting there and you're playing your Xbox, your PlayStation, you can get a bit bored of like any games you're playing. You're like, right, I need to play something new. I decided not to play something new, but I downloaded a game that me and you have both shared frustrations with in the past. What do you think I played?
I'm going to guess Fall Guys.
No, I played Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links, and what a fucking nightmare that was.
I mean, I've not played Duel Links. I've only played Master Duel, but that's
Master Duel, that's what it was. I knew it was either Duel Links or Master Duel, whatever one it was that I played my turn, and their next turn, they killed me in one shot. Mm. And I was like, right, cool, delete that again.
That's the state of modern Yu-Gi-Oh! These days. It's just everybody's doing Kashtira or Fluanderies, etc. All looking for that one turn kill rather than, you know, trying to get a decent game out of somebody. It's completely ruined it.
But as much as I had a shit time, those that did well NXT's pay-per-view, I've scored amazingly, Dave. We'll go through it quickly because our third of the week is he retained his NXT championship against Baron Corbin and appeared in NXT himself. It's done other than Ilya Dragunov with 12 points this week.
Yeah. Ryan Dalglish's fourth round pick as well, and also now currently his highest scorer. So it's been a big week for the NXT roster as well. And it looks like they're fast-forwarding this program with Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams going ahead, because obviously Trick is now the number one contender to Dragunov's title. But it looks like he's been kayfabe written off this week as well. But Ryan still has that title match under his wing, you know, to keep him firmly up the board on this one.
A great start. It takes Ilya Dragunov to third overall in the table so far. I know we're only a couple of weeks in, but he's got 14 points overall now, so it's for fourth round. It's the value is reaping no ends here, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And second place, placing Wes Lee in the North American Championship match, beating Dominic Mysterio in that title match, is none other than Dragon Lee with 16 points this week.
Yep. Again, a fifth round pick from our Listeners League winner, Lee McAteer, or Listeners League Cup runner-up, I should say. But yeah, a big, big scoring week for Dragon Lee, and he's set to defend the title again against Pete Dunne next week on SmackDown. So it looks like Dragon Lee is going to be a much more of a fighting champion going forward. And for a fifth-round pick, he's really come out swinging here, for sure. Especially, you know, when he can be dual-branding across SmackDown and NXT going forward.
Absolutely. And then we'll go to our number one of the pick. 25 points this week, Dave. 30 points overall. Our number one scoring pick in the draft so far in the fifth round is none other than Trick. 30 points, Dave, overall. 25 this week. Obviously, the Iron Survivor match, he got like four pins in 2 minutes. Even when he took however many pins he did, he still got 25 points.
I mean, I thought Bron Breakker getting 3 points in 40 seconds was impressive, but Trek getting 4 in 2 minutes, that basically saved the match for him, and it's skyrocketed Stacey's overall points as a result. Especially, this is someone who picked Mammy, Rhea Ripley in round one, Charlotte Flair in round two, who's now been ruled out with injury, so she's gone for 9 months. So that's her completely ruled out of the draft. She's going to get a big fat zero for this season overall. And even though she also has the support from the Bloodline with Solo and Jimmy as two solo picks, pun intended, it's her fifth round pick, Trick Williams, that's essentially carrying her team. That's mental.
Obviously, mate, Trick Williams must have some sort of lucky charm in this draft from here point on, because obviously did nothing for Ryan to begin with, but then winning the North American Championship ultimately saved Ryan from losing last season, which would have meant he'd have been off Saturday Draft Live. And now, in the Iron Survivor match, has got off the bat in 2 weeks, 30 points. Mental. Absolutely mental.
Yes.
Dragon Lee has got 16 points overall for this season, so Trick Williams has nearly doubled that. Obviously, I know it is 2 weeks, but it's a very short season. And having a fifth-round pick, especially when Charlotte Flair is out for 9 months, having a fifth-round pick has returned that value already. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, as I mentioned before, you know, he's got the guaranteed title match against Ilya Dragunov at New Year's Evil. Still hard to say if he's going to win it or not, but it's a solid program for NXT over what it is a short season, so this could help Stacey massively.
Absolutely. We'll see how Stacey is getting on and how the rest is getting on at our league table overall, David. And he's not having the best of time after a...
That's an understatement.
After the wheel decided his fate. The Stephen Wilson with the wheel of lower mid-card drafting on 2 points overall, when you kind of quickly look at Stephen's team. He has a point for Bianca Belair and a point for Ivar. The Acclaimed, Raquel Rodriguez, Adam Cole, and Darby Allin have a big fat zero.
Heartbreak. Quite surprising. I would have thought at least a couple of them, especially the Acclaimed, I'm surprised they haven't turned up yet.
I know, considering the success that David Campbell had with the Acclaimed last season, and then even like Raquel Rodriguez, you think even she'd be floating up or have a wee 5 minute match on Raw or something, you know what I mean? It's unfortunate for Steven. It's not going his way. But next, 12 points ahead with Imperium Leather is Ross McLeod and 14 points, which I'm quite happy about. We'll speak of that at the end of the show. But I'm only just ahead with I Would Do Anything to Draft, but I won't do that on 19 points. Tied with Jonathan Adam with Dark Side of the Onion Ring, who's also 19 points. Tom Brock, the road back to Eredivisie, with 21 points. Chris Lopez, back in the draft with the Bling Generals, 24 points. Tied with Team Goat, who's on 24 points as well. Grant McRobbie with Roll to Draft, pushed 2.0 and 31 points. And 1 point ahead of Grant is Gary Kernan with Team Vistra on 32.
He's taken a bit of a drop as of late.
Gary?
Yeah, because he was number one last week.
Oh, wow. The point scoring has not went well from Gary. Gary only got 6 points this week.
Yeah, not a great week for him. That's tied with Ross, who also got 6 points this week.
That's pretty mental. You'd hope for better, but he's still, still in a top half position of the table. If we kind of quickly look at Gary's team, if I find his thing on the sheet.
So he's got Seth Rollins on 13, that's his team captain. Becky Lynch, Santos Escobar both on 5. Oh, sorry, 4, sorry. Maxine Dupree's on 5. And then he's got Christian Cage on 6. His tag team Pretty Deadly, yet to appear.
Aye, because Cage defended the title last week, but he didn't appear at all this week, has he?
That's right.
So no points there from there. So you hope for a bit better, but he'll still be happy in that kind of top half of the table anyway. Wee McAteer has got off to a roaring start for our Listeners League competitor, Dave, with Subscribe On Demand.
Oh, hold progress. On. You missed Scott.
Oh, I thought I mentioned Scott, sorry.
No, we were discussing Gary there.
Drafting it easy in 36, then Lee McAteer with Subscribe On Demand Progress plus cheap plug, 37 points. Fourth overall, obviously, a great start for Lee McIntyre. He'll be very happy. A quick look at his team, CM Punk on 9 points, Tony Storm on 11 points, Sky Blue at minus one, unfortunately, but obviously he does have Dragon Lee. He's got 16 points.
Yeah,
he's got two, but FTR, nothing.
Yeah, 24 points from Lee this week. Most of them came from Dragon Lee, but I think his next best picks are going to be Tony Storm and CM Punk. Like, CM Punk is currently all over the Raw and is racking up appearance points like nobody's business. Tony Storm regularly defending the AEW women's title. That's only going to help him going forward. But I think Dragon Lee might just help Lee break into the top three.
What a season that would be for him. Obviously, we'll see how that goes on throughout the season, Dave. But you are in the top three, the West End Country Club, 39 points.
Yep.
Can't argue that. Great start for yourself. Ryan LaGuish with Dancing Naked to Murder the Dance Floor in 46. And our leader so far is Team Bella, Stacey Smith, in 48 points. We've got 42 points this week with everything that has went on, which is absolutely astounding. So very well done to Stacey. Also, Ryan got 28 points, and he's just 2 points behind Stacey. So we've got a bit of a race at the top right now. But in this short season, especially the Royal Rumble, anything can change. But Dave, talk us through what's happening in the Listeners League. What is going on over there?
So we're getting some very hotly contested battles here, not just in the Listeners League standings, but also the Cup as well. And because it's the 16th of December at time of recording, we have now finished round one of the Listeners League Cup. But before we get into that, we'll look at the standings. So, fifth place this week, Bertie Wanless, £60 million down the drain on 43 points. I'm just going to pretend I know that reference. Fourth place, Andy Springer with, I said maybe, on 45 points. Third place, I mispronounced his name last week, and I'm probably going to mispronounce it again. David Jinduian on 50 points. Big meaty men slapping meat, as you do. Second place, just 1 point ahead of him, 51 points. Former winner Elliot Cantor with CM Puppies. And then leading the table this week, it's former West End Country Club associate Lachlan Hyatt on 59 points with Kilmarnock Kiss, scoring 46 points this week alone, which is huge. Large in part to having his captain, Ilya Dragunov, retaining the NXT title, and Dragon Lee obviously winning the NXT North American title. So his NXT heavy team is certainly helping him out on this front. And with Seth Rollins as his round one pick and Bayley as his round two pick, I think he looks like he's in a very good position, you know, for the Royal Rumble season. But as we move on now to the Listeners League Cup, we do have the round one brackets coming to an end. So in a very close contest, Mike Angus defeats Stuart Cowie, 26-24. Cam McKay defeats Jonathan Napier, 40-33. Former winner Elliot Cantor defeats former winner Matt Smith, 51-29. Anthony Fitzpatrick defeating JP, 37-29. The relegated Andy Mitchell defeats former winner Adam Callier, 41-29. So a bit of some good fortune there for Andy after what was a horrendous season for him last time. In another close contest, Mike Nunn defeats Simon Bell, 40-38. And believe it or not, in this next bracket, we had a tie. Michael Clottier and Scotty both tied with 21 points at the end of this bracket. However, Michael Clottier goes through because his captain scored more points. That's the rules, I'm afraid. Colin Blackburn defeats Dan Axel Jameson, 36-34. So he moves there. And then again, some even more close contests here. Ross Henderson defeats Ryan Gallagher, the former Contributors League participant, 36-34. We have Alora May defeating Marty Best, 36-32. Andy Springer defeats Craig Forsyth, 45-30. Bertie Wanless beats Ross McCluckie, 43-32. David Jinduian defeats Gary Morris, 50-40. Robert fucking Shaw defeats Paddy McBride, 34-31. Lachlan Hyatt defeats John Sly, 59-38. And Ross Brady wins a very hotly contested triple threat match between himself, Alan Skinner, and Alan Laurie. Now, Ross and Alan both tied with 35 points, but Ross goes through because his captain scored higher. So, as it stands, that's the end of the first round of the Listeners League Cup. And round two, I believe, will finish at the end of the year.
Absolutely, it is. it's all happening that Listers League, especially in such a short season. The rounds are so small. It's going to be quite fast-paced action as to who's going to win that Listers League Cup and the Listers League. You know what I mean? So it's going to be great. Then we'll see them come up for the Royal Rumble to WrestleMania season, the tag team season, which everyone looks forward to. But there's reason for listeners and arguably some contributors that are invested in this that might be interested in a high stakes bet that has been put on notice for this season, Dave. It wasn't spoke about last week. It could be because they don't back who they think is going to win, if they just forgot about it. I'm not sure. But Ross McLeod put a bet out. I'll explain the backstory to everyone who's listening to the show. Put a bet out to originally Stephen Wilson and David Hockney after the three of us recorded our draft analysis show where we spoke about everyone's teams. Ross was not happy with the comments made about his team from Stephen and Dave because he was not able to attend the live selection show, which was streamed on YouTube, as he was on holiday. So he got to pick the scraps, so to speak. And the criticism of his team he did not take and he wasn't very happy about. So he put a bet out that he could beat either one of you in the draft with his team, and if he did, he would replace you as a host of Saturday Draft Live. Now, for whatever reasons be, whether you just went for it, fear, I don't know, whatever it was, that none of you took the call. And then my name got dropped into it because I predicted that he would finish, he would be in a scrap with Tom Brock in the bottom two. And I have stepped up to the plate and took that bet. As we know, in the table, I am 5 points ahead, but Ross was ahead last week. So it seems like it's going to be pretty tight between myself and Ross over the next few weeks in this season. And if Ross defeats me, I lose my place in Saturday Draft Live. It's quite a hard thing to say, to talk about. You know, I absolutely love this show, but I can't let someone come at the team in the show at that thinks that they could just lay claim to replacing one of us with a team picked from scratch. You know what I mean? I've got to, as a three-time draft winner, Dave, I've got to put my name on the table. I've got to slap it down there. I've got to, you know what? I'm fucking good at this game. I'll take you on. I back myself to win this. Now I don't know what your thoughts is on this, but if I lose, which I don't think I will, I am out of Saturday Draft Live.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what to make of that. You've been a staple of this show for so long. It wouldn't feel right if you had to lose it to just such a daft bet. You know, I mean, the whole nature of this show is we're meant to criticize teams' decisions. And we analyze the points. We have to go on what we're given, what history dictates, and we have to make predictions. Yes, we get them right, but other times we get them wrong. And people shouldn't be having a go at us for that. And I don't think it seems fair that you have to, you know, put your position here on Saturday Draft Live on the line just to justify that. It's... Maybe... I mean, I hope you win the bet, so I wouldn't want to see you go. But that's why I ignored the bet in the first place, because I wasn't going to risk a good position being here on Saturday Draft Live.
Obviously, you're a regular host with Ross McLeod on Central, so you've done shows in the past. So you obviously have the chemistry there. If Ross does become the new host of Saturday Draft Live from next season onwards, but I tell you what, I'm going to do my fucking damnedest to make sure that doesn't happen. I am not losing this position in Saturday Draft Live. I've got an exclusivity contract with a podcast on Saturday Draft Live. This is the show that I appear on Saturday. This is what I do in the podcast. This is what I contribute. Now, I don't have this. I've got fucking nothing left, as Ian Beale would say from EastEnders. You know what I mean? So I will do my.
You do the voice as well.
I've got nothing left.
That's pretty good, actually.
So my team of Finn Balor, Jey Uso, Chelsea Green, JC Jane, the family, and Samoa Joe is going up against Ross McLeod's team of Sting, Piper Niven, Logan Paul, Roman Reigns, Lola Vice, and Imperium. My plan, obviously, the thing that kind of equals is we both have I have Chelsea Green, he has Piper Niven. So whatever points I get, he gets. Whatever points I lose, Ross loses. So that's fine there.
Very true.
I just need to make sure that I can get as many points as possible before Roman Reigns and Logan Paul defend their titles at the Royal Rumble. That will be the big point swing. And I don't know. Obviously, I have Balor and Jey Uso as some sort of star power. But below that, I have nothing really for the Royal Rumble. I don't think as a Chelsea might appear, but I don't think she'll do anything. But below that, I don't have anything. So I need to get as many points as possible before Ross gets that inevitable title defense points for Roman Reigns and Logan Paul, of which one of them will be his captain on that night, which will get him the double points. So I need to do my best. And as of right now, would I like to be more than 5 points ahead of Ross? Absolutely. But it is what it is. I just need to do better. But also, we'll keep a track of that, of how that goes throughout the rest of the season. Will I stay in Saturday Draft Live? It remains to be seen, but I bloody hope I do. Dave, thank you very much for being in the show today.
Before you go, Jack, I've got one more thing I want to say. I think on the live selection show, I made a bit above a faux pas when putting my team together. So I'm here now going to rectify that. So as of Monday going forward, I'm announcing a captaincy change.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. Io Sky was my initial selection, but I think the way the damage control storyline's going, I don't feel too confident I'm going to get as much points out of that. So my new captain going forward is Randy Orton.
Oh, wow. He seems to be embroiled in this bloodline feud with LA Knight and a return of AJ Styles, who attacked LA Knight as well. So it'll be interesting, but at times he's been appearing on SmackDown. It makes sense for the captaincy on him.
And next week, we are going to have a triple threat number one contenders match on SmackDown between Randy Orton, AJ Styles, and LA Knight to determine who faces Roman Reigns for the title at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, wow, there you go. So some good points could be coming up in your way. Obviously, we're hoping to get as many as you can from Randy Orton before he faces Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. So hopefully that works out well for you, Dave.
Yeah, thank you.
But yep, that has been Saturday Drive. Saturday Drive from Saturday Drive.
Saturday Drive.
For everyone that's listened, thank you very much. We hope you're enjoying the festivities so far. We'll be here next week, which I think will be our last show of the year, Dave, because we usually take that kind of 2 weeks between Christmas and New Year off, and we come back after.
It'll be Christmas Eve when you hear us next time.
Absolutely. Then you'll hear from us after the New Year, but you'll keep updated with the scores anyway. It's all good. So have a good weekend, folks. We'll see you later. Sports Social Podcast Network.